Good cam, bad cam. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There are two sides to living in a society that never blinks, where thousands of cameras, public and private, capture everything. When those pictures are used to solve a crime, like the Boston bombings, we're all on board.
Suspect one is wearing a dark hat. Suspect two is wearing a white hat. Suspect two set down a backpack at the site of the second explosion, just in front of the Forum restaurant.
Suspects 1 and 2 were chosen by investigators who took pains to determine that the two were intimately associated with the bomb. But the flip side is what happened the day before, when various newspapers decided to publish a law enforcement email, never intended for publication, showing two men in a crowd with bright red circles drawn around their faces. A few hours later, the New York Post had to say, quote, authorities determined neither man had any information or role in Monday's attacks at the Boston Marathon. But since you can't unpublish anything anymore, that picture will live forever. Two innocent people splashed on the front page in connection with an outrageous attack. This is the very thing the critics of security cameras worry about, destroying the reputations of people whose only offense was being in focus. When the camera images are vetted before being published and when they help law enforcement solve a crime, I think most people would say, no problem. But if the images of innocent people start leaking out in association with an infamous crime, pretty soon it won't be just the anarchists wearing masks when they go out. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.